Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
You love the show Married at First Sight, right?
Love it.
What is it on? Netflix?
No. Might have been TLC. I can't remember.
Okay.
Lifetime, maybe?
Okay. Do you want to know what the rules are to be a contestant on that show?
Very badly.
Okay. I always think this is kind of interesting whenever they do, like, what are the rules for these quote-unquote find love type shows? Number one, these marriages are 100% legally binding in the U.S.
Yes.
Number two, all couples must sign a prenup agreement.
Oh, smart.
Number three, all cast members and wedding attendees must sign an NDA. Okay, contestants can have a reality TV show background. You can have appeared on other reality TV shows. However, the casting department said that if they think, though, that you're just in it to build a reality TV career, they probably will not cast you.
Okay.
They're looking for people who actually want to find love. As ridiculous as that is.
Many of them have stayed married. There is a shocking number that are still married. Some have kids.
What?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I guess it's a better success rate than The Bachelor.
Well, The Bachelor's, to think people are actually looking for love is so comical.
Here's another one. Contestants are filmed up to 12 hours a day.
Wow.
And they have a daily budget. Unfortunately, that budget is only $150 per day. You are still responsible for your own expenses on that show. Contestants must undergo a psych evaluation and a DNA test.
That's pretty common.
It is?
Yeah.
A psych evaluation on a reality show?
I think that that
What are they even screening out?
I think that that is very standard practice.
But what are they screening for? Have you seen some of them? Danielle Staudin flipped the table or whatever
her
name
was. That was Teresa Giudice.
Teresa Giudice flipped the table.
Okay.
That's not the behavior of somebody that would pass a psych evaluation.
You don't think that a person that has moments where they behave badly, you think that that person cannot pass a psych evaluation? And as I'm asking this, remember, you are somebody that took your arm one time and cleared off somebody's desk right in front of their face because you were so mad at them.
I don't think I'd pass.
Okay, good to know.
Number seven, you cannot have any children.
Okay.
You cannot have any previous marriages.
Really?
We're going over the rules for contestants for Married at First Sight. So if you're interested.
You can't have had any previous marriages?
No previous marriages. It says there they want contestants to have as little strings attached as possible.
Okay.
Number eight, weddings must be small. You cannot have any more than 20 guests at your
wedding.
Yeah,
the weddings are always very tiny.
Bride and groom do get some control over some elements like flowers, food, music, overall theme. But besides that, though, the producers pretty much get to choose everything else. Another one, contestants cannot work during filming.
Okay, yeah, nope. I swear I've seen people like working from home, but maybe I'm wrong.
It says if you're in a position to step away from your job, you must be in a position to step away from your job, or some have even quit to be on the show. And the last one on here, the show may help cover some divorce costs, but there's no guarantee. You get divorced, that is on you, boo.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's 10 rules. So what do you think about that?
I think they're all reasonable.
I think they're pretty reasonable, too.
Yeah.
How does that show work?
So they take psychiatrists and psychologists, and they go over what you are looking for in a person and the kind of person that you are.
Okay.
And then there's X number of women, X number of men. And based on the people that audition or whatever for the show, they try to match two people that they think psychologically make sense together.
Uh-huh.
And
is physical attraction part of it at all or no? Not really.
I mean, there are people that will say like, like when they see each other?
Yeah.
So there was one lady that was so distraught by how her groom looked.
Yeah.
I want to say she cried after the wedding. They are still together and they're one of the best couples.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's basically like trading spaces except with human beings. You walk in, eyes closed. Okay, what'd you pick for me?
Yeah.
Neighbor, this is going to be so fun. All right. Now
where's Paige Davis?
Instead of, you know, just like my new kitchen, it's going to be, you know, the person I love and have children with for the rest of my life. But okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
Yeah. And sometimes it's that way. There was one guy that
person
like,
have a
it turns out he was on the show, but kept his girlfriend the whole time.
What?
And the girlfriend like knew about it and everything. And eventually the therapists like found out and pulled him into a room. And they were like, it's our understanding that you're actually in a relationship with somebody.
Well, hold on though. That wasn't one of the 10 rules. No girlfriends.
Okay. You got me there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.